Mm. What about different kinds of trees? What kind of tree would you tap for syrup?
Syrup?
Uh-huh.
That'd have to be a maple.
Uh-huh.
But it wouldn't, it would, they don't grow here.
What would you call a big group of those growing together?
A big group of them?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess you'd have to call it an orchard or something like that. I reckon. I don't know what else you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of trees do grow around here?
Well, there are several trees that go around here. There are post oak, and there are hickory, and there are blackjacks, there are sycamore, there are cottonwood, there are box elderly, and birch. Just a bunch of them go. I don't think I could really name them all off because there are a bunch of them that grows around here.
What about the kind of tree that George Washington cut down? That was
Well, I guess that must have been the cherry tree, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
They cherries, they go here too, cherry trees do. They're wild cherries grow here.
What about a kind of a tree that's sort of the symbol of the South? It's got big white leaves big white flowers and shiny green leaves.
Oh, they grow here. Some of them, they got some of them here in Paris. Let's see, what are the name of them things? It ain't an olive tree. You talking about an olive tree?
No, something that it just has these big white flowers. It gets to be real big. They can live for a long time. Did you ever hear of a magnolia or cucumber?
That's right. A magnolia, yeah. They're magnolia. They got some of them here in town. I couldn't even think of that. They got some of them here in town, magnolias. I seen one here a while back up there on the street. But they don't do as good here as they do down in the South or somewhere like that.
What about a bush or shrub that might grow along a fence or next to a road? It turns bright red in the fall, and it's got clusters of berries on it.
Got what?
Berries. Clusters of berries. Did you ever hear of a sumac or shumac?
Well, now, they shumacs grow here, but they don't bloom or nothing like that. The leaves turn red on them. Mm-hmm. They don't bloom. They ain't got no blooms on them. They put out a tassel or sort of like a head of maize is the way they grow, or high gear or something like that. See, they grow on their berries grow on a stem, you know, a whole bunch, cluster of them, like a maize or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, there are quails here to feed off them a lot of times. If it gets bad, you know, where they can't get anything else, they'll feed off them shoemake bushes like that.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of a flowering bush? It's got pink and white flowers.
Well, now they got roses that way. They got them white and red roses and pink and roses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that's what you're talking about, but they got them here that way.
Did you ever hear of spoonwood or spoonhunt or mountain laurel or rhododendron?
No, they don't grow here, I don't believe. I've never heard anything about that.
What about something that'll make your skin break out if you touch it?
Well, now, you mean it grows on a tree or something like that? Poison ivy or poison oak and bull nettles and all this stuff is that, both will do it. But you get that poison oak on you, and you might need to go to the doctor and get that off of you, because it'd get to be just smart and itching so bad that you get scratching it, and then it just gets worse, and it make a sore.
Mm-hmm.
You might need to go get a shot to stop it if it gets bad.
How can you tell the difference between poison ivy and poison oak?
Well, now, that there would be hard to do.